Joel coming aboard and other things.
Yeah, Joel's looked excellent in the first couple of days that we've had out there. He's eager to learn. You can see that he's a good athlete, and it's important to him. And those are the things you want to see from a young offensive lineman in the first few days of OTAs.
Appear to be double-barreled at quarterback. What do you think? How does that
happen? We got a lot of guys right now that are getting reps at quarterback. Brian, Thigpen, Manziel. So it's going to be a good competition at the quarterback position.
Were you out there with Johnny?
Not yet.
What did he look? What's he been like, though?
I haven't been in the huddle with him, so I can't say. But he's just been a good job being a rookie, coming in, keeping his mouth shut. And rookies are supposed to be seen and not heard. And if he follows that, he'll do well here.
Brian, the same guy?
Yeah, definitely. He looks really good. It seems like he's done a great job so far for us. I think he's still a little bit limited out there, but he definitely looks like he's doing a great job.
Do you know much about your new guys he's brought in, Joel?
I just met him a couple days ago, so what I've seen out there so far in practice I've been impressed with what I've seen.
Anything specific as far as just technique? I know it's really hard.
No, I mean, as a rookie, you're going to have a lot to learn technique-wise no matter what. The biggest thing is just his eagerness to learn, the way he comes in and listens, and if you make a correction, it's important to him, and he makes that correction, doesn't make the same mistake twice. So it's those things that I think are important and what you're going to see from a rookie at this point.
Joe, has Josh said anything to you guys? Obviously, there's a bit of a black cloud hanging
on there. Not yet.
Expect it to. Has anyone talked to him?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Do you like seeing a scuffle like that early in OTAs, some of the physicality coming out in the guys?
It's always good to see guys competing. I've never been through an OTA or a training camp where there wasn't multiple fights, so that's just part of doing business when you got O-line and D-line guys bumping.
This running game and the zone blocking, a lot more movement for you and the guys, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a premium this year on having guys that can run and sprint off the ball, and it's that wide zone scheme that some teams have employed over the years, so you're going to see guys running far and fast this year.
Does that mean weight loss for some of the guys, maybe even you?
Well, not for me, but there's some guys that they definitely want to see a little more slender so they can get that speed that they need in order to be effective in the zone blocking scheme.
Joe, how disappointing is it to be back? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen.
Disappointing to be back?
No.
Oh!
Disappointing to be back with this situation with Gordon again.
Oh.
I mean, last year, DeQuell was pretty, he had some pretty candid comments about, the disappointment. And I'm just wondering, just from as a captain, your thought on where this is right now.
I haven't really soaked everything in yet, because obviously at this point we haven't been given any details, and as far as I know, the league hasn't announced suspension or anything, so... I know probably less than the media because I really haven't paid close attention to it up until this point.
How about the hype just going into this, Joe? You've been around here a long time. Mm-hmm. Going into the OTAs, we're talking about organized team activities.
Yeah.
And all this is going on.
Yeah. There was a lot of people here today at practice. There's definitely going to be a lot of interest in everything we do this year based on the guys that we took in the first round.
Your impression of Johnny out there today?
I haven't taken personally any reps with him in the huddle, but I'm just impressed so far with the way he's handled his business, coming in as a rookie and understanding that he's got a lot of work to do, and the things he did in college don't mean anything in the NFL.